Verse 9, from the wicked who oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in their steps. They have set their eyes bowing down to the earth, like a lion that is greedy of his prey, and as it were a young lion lurking in his place. This is a very glorious picture that we have here. And he's crying out, you see, to God, I've called upon thee, back in verse 6, and thou wilt hear. I'd like to change that a little back there, because Delitzsch translates it like this, as such an one I call upon thee, thou hearest me. Knew that he was heard. And you remember again the Lord Jesus Christ. He identified himself with his own, and he was heard in that he cried out and called to God. We can always be sure, friends, as God's children, he does hear and answer our prayers when we're in trouble. Now, I want to drop on down just a little and conclude this section, because we must move along today. And I begin reading at verse 13. Arise, O Lord, disappoint him, cast him down, deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword. From men who are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, who have their portion in this life, and whose belly thou fillest with thy hidden treasure. They are full of children, and leave the rest of their substance to their babes. As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. And here is this man hiding in a cave, David, and he calls out to God to deliver him, knows that he's going to deliver him, and knowing that someday he will be in his presence. And yet the enemy seems to be so strong and powerful. And today, you and I, as God's children, look out at a world that is against us. It's like the little boy. He was out in a vacant lot playing, and he was pulling at a big old weed that was growing there, and a man went by and stopped and watched him. And the little fellow would pull on one side and grunt and get on the other side and pull. And finally, with one great supreme effort, the little fellow pulled, and the roots of the weed gave way, and the little fellow just fell back with a bump. And he sat there just a little shocked for a moment. And the man looked at him, and he says, "Son," says, "that was a mighty great pull that you gave there." And the little boy, he says, "It sure was." He says, "'Cause the whole world is pulling against me." And my friends, that's the position of the child of God today. But we have a resource and a recourse of coming to God. And that's the way our Lord did when he was here upon this earth. And David, when he was in real danger. What a psalm to help those that are in trouble today, and especially your enemies that are in the world. And most of us, if we stand for God, we got enemies, my friends. We've got enemies just like a dog has fleas. They just seem to be part of the Christian's life.